This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Teresa Champion joins me live on the program. She is with the Virginia Autism Project. Brought us breaking news, big news last week that Virginia's Republicans had finally decided to do something about autism in Virginia. At least a couple of dozen other states have already mandated that if you want to do business in Virginia, you want to offer health insurance, it should cover services that deal with children with autism. Virginia Republicans have sided with the insurance companies on this for many, many years and said, nope, we will side with the insurance executives and their lobbyists and not the families suffering from autism. Teresa, what's the very latest?
Well, Coy, thank you for having us again, and I want to give you the latest update.
Yeah.
Is that the Senate, we were on the floor of the Senate today, and our patron, Senator Janet Howell, was able to defeat nine different floor amendments that our opponents had tried to kill the bill with. So this was the second reading of the bill, and they'll actually have the vote tomorrow. So thanks to Senator Normant and Senator Saslaw, who were supportive of Senator Howell, and the senators that voted in favor of defeating the amendments, we're able to move forward with our bill as Senator Howell was able to get it out of committee.
So we saw some real politics today in the Senate version of this bill. Give us an idea of some of the killer amendments that folks who opposed this legislation were throwing up.
Well, Senator Newman offered seven different amendments. In particular, the key points would have made it a mandated option and would have removed the exemption for small businesses. Currently, as the bill stands, we've exempted businesses with 50 or fewer employees.
So small businesses, small business owners wouldn't have to participate in this and wouldn't bear the brunt of the costs.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And actually the mandated option, while, you know, sounds a good idea, is actually much more expensive because it, then people who only need that option will purchase that option and it makes it very expensive. So all of these things were designed to actually kill the bill and make it less palatable to the body as a whole.
So tell us about some of the legislators who were doing this, who were trying to kill this legislation.
Well, Senator Newman offered those amendments. Senator Wagner offered an amendment that would make it that in order to qualify to be under this legislation, small businesses would have to have 50-plus enrollees in their private health care plan. And that would have narrowed the bill even further. Senator Watkins offered an amendment to remove the language of applied behavior analysis and being covered in our bill.
Yeah.
And that basically would have nullified anything we were trying to do as far as, you know, scientifically based treatment. So all of these amendments were rejected, and we were very strongly defended by Senator Norman on two different occasions, actually, and Senator Saslaw, the majority leader in the Senate himself. And Senator Howell did an amazing job staying calm and managing and responding. And, you know, we were just so excited to have the support of the senators on.
Yeah. We're talking with Teresa Champion. She's with the Virginia Autism Project, Virginia making history. Last weekend, this week, as legislation that will finally provide children with autism with some health insurance in Virginia is actually moving forward, and a very hot place has finally frozen over. So what's the next step, Teresa? What happens the rest of this week and from here on out?
Well, we have tomorrow, each bill on the floor gets three different readings, and that's kind of a tradition going back to where they would originally read the bill from beginning to end, and so that everybody could understand it. And this is just an opportunity for them to call the bill up, And so tomorrow will be the third and final reading on the Senate floor. So we anticipate if there's going to be any debate on the bill, it will be at that time. So so there'll, you know, be an up or down vote. Now, Tuesday is the day that they have to have all their legislation done in each side of the House, because on Wednesday, everything crosses over that they've been able to pass to the other chamber. So we were going to have a rally for crossover, but we're thinking we better just reserve our energies, because we've got to get our bills and follow them again. So the Senate bill has to go and cross over to the House chamber and follow it through the committee, and the same has to happen of the House bill through the Senate.
Yeah, but if it passes the Senate, then very likely we're actually going to see this thing get through.
Well, our opponents can still do something at any step along the way. And so we're just trying to keep everyone vigilant and watching, and not to let your guard down, because anything can happen.
Yeah.
And so our hope is that our families will stay engaged and continue to talk, because we still don't know what the governor will do with our bill.
Right. Teresa Champion, the website VirginiaAutismProject.org. Teresa, thanks for the update, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Coy.
Again, it's the Virginia Autism Project, Virginia making history, folks. Finally, representatives, conservative representatives, standing up and saying, yeah, if you have health insurance in Virginia, it should cover autism. Yeah, that would be a health issue, wouldn't it?
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.